Good morning, a Friday morning. We are with our political observer, Alan Shartok, and for those that observe, it's Good Friday. And we start with this story, Alan. U.S. church membership falls below majority for the first time. Americans' membership in houses of worship continued to decline last year, dropping below 50% for the first time in Gallup's eight-decade trend. In 2020, 47% of Americans said they belonged to a church, synagogue, or mosque, down from 50% in 2018 and 70% in 1999. What do you make of that?
Well, first of all, polls are polls, and, you know, who knows who's telling the truth and not. But still, it recognizes that the houses of worship are in some trouble. I don't mind telling you that a lot of people have lost faith in religion. And as a result of that, they either say, I don't like the organizations that purvey their truth, or I can do it better myself. Certainly, there are a lot of people like that. And then there are a lot of people who join and are part of a religious organization, but don't, you know, really believe in it. They're just there for sociological reasons, one or the other. Look, half the country is still part of organized religion, and that's a lot of people who do believe in it. A lot of people need it. It's a part of what they believe in and how they live their lives. On the other hand, there's an awful lot of people who don't, and there are a lot of people who are members of churches and synagogues and mosques who don't believe. They do it for social reasons and other things. So it really does tell us a lot about where we are in America today.
Speaking of, President Biden is seeking to use his infrastructure plan, says the New York Times this morning, to address racial inequities. The $2 trillion proposal allocates money to help reverse racial disparities in how the government builds, repairs, and locates physical infrastructure. More traditional efforts to close racial opportunity gaps like universal pre-K are coming in the next phase of President Biden's plans. He's really broadened that definition of infrastructure, hasn't he?
He has. And I say bless him, and I'll tell you why. He won because a lot of people decided that they were going to put their faith in him. People of color, for example, voted for him in astounding numbers. As a result, a lot of other people would go the other way. They'd say, okay, they voted for me, and now I'm going to forget about it. But not Joe Biden. Joe Biden is really putting his money where his mouth was. And he is saying, look, I'm representative of a good group of people who have been shunted aside in our society. I have been told that things are not fair, and I believe that. And so, unlike so many other politicians, he put his money where his mouth was. So let us just say that there will be a lot of people in America who don't like it. We have discussed this many times, David. This whole tension in this country now is about those who held power for so long and who don't want to give it up. And here comes Joe Biden, maybe an unlikely agent of change, but an agent of change he is. And to me, it's long overdue and a lot more.
Well, as President Biden tries to address racial inequities through issues like environmental racism, we see the symbol of that between police and African-American men in the trial of Derek Chauvin going on right now over the death of George Floyd. A Minneapolis police supervisory sergeant who was on duty the night George Floyd died testified yesterday that he believes the officers who restrained Floyd could have ended it after he stopped resisting. David Pledger testified Thursday at the trial of since-fired officer Derek Chauvin, who is charged with murder and manslaughter in Floyd's death. This is the case that has really set America afire, and I think most people want to see change.
I think you're right. Look, here is a man who is begging for his life, who is calling for his mother, who is having the life snuffed out of him. And anybody watching this tape over and over and over again, over a $20 accusation, a man loses his life. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot, David. We don't have a death penalty in this country in so many places. But it is death by cop. I mean, you know, he's on the guy's throat. The guy is begging. Everybody in America sees it. It's outrageous. However, because of the tensions in this country, that cop may get off. And it is something that we have seen time and again. You don't convict policemen of murder. You should. And this is a case where everybody sees you should. Nevertheless, let's see what happens when that jury comes back. although I cannot for the life of me envision myself as a juror in this trial saying, no, I'm not going to vote for one of those sanctions that has been offered to me, including some of those that are really just a slap on the hand compared to what ought to be done here.
Well, finally, Alan, baseball's back. Started yesterday, opening day. There was even some snow at one of the games. The folks who relish it, and there are less now these days, but it's a sign of spring, a renewal of we're getting outside again and can enjoy a baseball game. Unfortunately, as we draw close to 100 million vaccinations, some of this opening up is certainly not without its dangers, and you now have fans in the stands. We see the Rangers opened it up for everyone, and President Biden scolded them for it. So despite the cries of play ball, it's better play it safe.
Well, that's right. Look, the vaccine was given out in many of these places, and injections happened as a result of that. We know that baseball is a boring game. I know that because I was able to write a doctoral dissertation while watching baseball games.
Ouch.
Okay, save your letters. And I can tell you that the national pastime is giving way to football and other sports that go a little bit quicker than baseball does. You know, I love watching now where they show you the strike zone and they show you where the ball went, and they're doing everything in their power to resuscitate it, the game that is. And yet, hope springs eternal for so many of us. Or as Ray Graff always say, let's go Mets.
Go Sox.